Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On November 8, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that the Civic Friendly Society had paid over $30,000 in bonuses since the payment started on October 24th. The Treasurer, Mr. E.D. Motley, MCP, told the paper that the payments were made on an average of $3,000 per day, with five cashiers attending to customers from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Civic Friendly Society was established in 1943 to offer a social safety net for members who came from the island's lower socio-economic backgrounds. Its office was located in a rented building on Swan Street and offered several services to members, including a dry goods store and a welfare savings department, which encouraged members to save for a rainy day. The society also offered financial benefits, such as a Christmas bonus that stimulated the retail sector during the festive season, and sickness and funeral grants. Support was also provided in the area of education. Children of members were offered scholarships to attend prominent grammar schools like Harrison College. The Civic Friendly Society recorded significant growth since its establishment 7 years earlier. Membership had increased from an initial 500 to 45,000, and it was now housed in its own building on Upper Swan Street, which was bought for £12,000. Additionally, the society maintained 12 scholarships at secondary schools, and two of the scholars from Combermere had just obtained school certificates. By the 1960s, however, the popularity and influence of the society began to decline when state-sponsored welfare programs such as the National Insurance Scheme were introduced to Barbados, and the Civic Friendly Society ceased operations in 1978. Friendly societies emerged in Barbados in the post-emancipation era to offer social and economic support for the formerly enslaved. But despite their decline, the legacy lives on today in the cooperative movement.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.